presidential candidate Mohsen Rezaei says U.S. officials will one day regret imposing sanctions and restrictions on Iran over its civilian nuclear energy program. Well, the independent candidate said in Khuzestan province that Western sanctions and restrictions have driven Iran toward developing and mastering technologies on its own with little or no help from the outside world. Rezaei added that the U.S. and its allies made a big mistake by trying to isolate Iran because that policy yielded the opposite result. Now, the candidate also urged the nation not to allow the country to fall into the hands of incompetent and indifferent individuals. Well, presidential candidate Mohammed Baqir Ghalibaf has stressed that he can fix the economy in 2 years if he wins the June 14th vote. Well, during a tour of Haramain and Islam Shahr in Tehran province, the principalist candidate said political wrangling and differences are the country's worst enemy. He said many less privileged areas are yet to develop, and should he become president, he will make sure that every corner of the country will have an equal share of resources and facilities. Tehran's mayor believes that mismanagement is behind the sorry state of affairs in the country, but it's possible to fix the economy in 2 years. Well, meanwhile, presidential candidate Mohammad Reza Aref is on a campaign trail to the holy city of Mashhad and nearby towns. Now, the reformist candidate has stressed that he has no intention to step aside in favor of other candidates. Aref says he will tackle unemployment and fully implement the subsidy reform program if he is elected president. According to the presidential candidate, the reformist camp was basically set up to improve public welfare. Aref says his priority is to create at least 1 million jobs a year. Now, he urged everyone to go to the polls to create yet another political epic. Well, presidential candidate Zahid Jalili says that Iran will defend its nuclear rights, which are supported by many countries, including members of the non-aligned movement.
Western governments should know that Iran will defend its nuclear rights and any other rights under international law. Iran is serious about its rights. Nuclear talks between Iran and the West have been beneficial because Iran can now produce numerous centrifuges, generate electricity, and produce medicine for cancer patients.
Well, during a TV program on Saturday, the presidential candidate said the United States and Iran have conflicting goals and principles. That's why Washington is hostile toward Iran. According to the secretary of the Supreme National Security Council, soft power is Iran's strongest link with the outside world and the reason why the country has made so many achievements. Jalili says that Tehran uses its nuclear program to produce medicine for over 850,000 cancer patients, and no one has the right to stop enrichment activities. He added that Iran was forced to enrich uranium after the West refused to sell the fuel for the Tehran research reactor. Well, Ghulam Ali Haddadel has once again said he will not step aside in favor of other candidates ahead of the June 14th vote.
Given my extensive experience and good relations with many managers, I can form a cabinet with efficient and revolutionary individuals on board. That explains why I decided to sign up in the first place and why I am planning to stay in the race.
Well, the former parliament speaker said at a press conference that he has a lot to offer the nation and that he will form an all-inclusive cabinet. And the presidential candidate said it is wrong to undermine the achievements made over the past 34 years just to win more votes, adding that he will not make promises that he cannot deliver. Haddad Adel said that he doesn't have the financial backing of any organization and that his presence in the race does not go against the interests of the principalist camp. Iranian presidential candidate Mohammad Qarizi says the next administration must adopt a successful economic model to fix the existing countries and issues in the country.
Those who want to fix the economy need a model that has worked in at least 10 countries. The next administration will get nowhere if it tries to invent a new model. Economic stability and prosperity come on the back of a successful and proven model.
Well, during a visit with members of the Tehran Chamber of Commerce, the independent candidate said a strong capital market and governance structure will bring prosperity. Qarizi blamed reformist and principalist administrations of the past for price hikes. Now, he said this happens when a one-party administration tries to eliminate others from economic activities through a misguided approach. Well, in Iran, presidential candidates are engaged in their last-minute campaigns, while election officials have held a conference discussing the rules and regulations for Tehran's polling stations. On Friday, June the 14th, Iran's 11th presidential election will be held simultaneously with the four city and rural council elections.
In less than a week, Iranians will go to the polls and vote for their next president. As the country's 11th presidential election reaches its critical stage, the capital, Tehran's election and administration officials have held a conference to discuss the rules and regulations governing the capital's electoral polls. Iran's Interior Minister Mostafa Mohammad Najjar discussed the Interior Ministry's role in the election.
The Interior Ministry is obligated to have an important role in observing the presidential election. This is the 11th presidential election and the 4th city and rural council elections. There are over 50 million eligible voters, over 1.5 million first-time voters in this year's presidential election. There are over 60,000 polling stations in Iran and 285 polling stations for Iranians living outside the country.
Tehran's election administrators explained 200,000 election officials will observe the 66,000 polling stations throughout the country, 6,000 of whom have been designated to Tehran's polling centers. Tehran's governor, Morteza Tamaddun, says 5,882 voting centers are designated to Tehran, containing 11,959 ballot boxes.
One of the most critical cities in this presidential election, of course, is the capital, Tehran. Our rules and regulations have been studied in detail by our election administrators. Tehran is designated close to 12,000 voting ballot boxes. This is an important presidential election and will be administered with the greatest accuracy and efficiency. There will be no error in this presidential campaign.
With just days to Election Day, the candidates and their supporters have stepped up their campaigning. The candidates are attempting their last-minute campaign strategies to the people's votes. They are allowed to campaign until 24 hours before the election on June 14th. Alongside the 11th presidential election, Iran will also hold the 4th city and rural council elections. Tehran province official says over 7,500 candidates have been approved to run in the elections.
On June 14th, Iranians will go to vote for the 11th presidential elections to choose a successor to President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad. Over 65,000 polling stations have been set up throughout the country for people to cast their votes. In addition, the 4th city and rural council elections are scheduled to be held on the same day. Reporting for Press TV, I'm Hossein Iskandar in Tehran.
Well, I'd like to welcome our journalist and commentator right here, Mr. Qanbar Nadiri. Thank you so much for being with us. So tell us, lots of excitement going into this last week. Let's talk about, why don't we start off about the debate last night. So tell us a take as far as the debate, who won, or what's the people's perspective on what took place yesterday?
Well, Marzi, I think the winner of last night's debate were the voters, because candidates talked about themselves, their previous positions, what they have done, a lot of things that they have done, negative or positive, and they use these things against each other to win the hearts and minds of the voters. I think at the end of the day, the winner of this particular debate on politics were the voters, because now they know who is who. Before that, people even like me, I didn't know who is going to be a front runner, who is going to talk openly about his policies and plans to the nation so that I can have an easy time, you know, to choose my best candidate. But last night I realized that I know who is my best favorite candidate and who is not. Another point that was important for me and many other voters, for instance, was that I realized some of the candidates were not up to the mark and mm-hmm. they were not strong enough to stay in the race. Mm-hmm. I think it is going to convince them, hopefully, that they are not a winner of the race and they better step aside in favor of others.
So are you saying that there are going to be people, we only have a few days left, you think that there are going to be some that's going to step out of it?
A lot of speculations. For instance, some of the principalists are defending themselves and they say that, like Haddad Adel, you just showed to the viewers, that they are strong enough to stay in the race and their position is not going to go against the interests of the principalists. I'm afraid this is not the case, because if a person like him stays in the race, I'm not saying that he is weak, but I'm just saying that if some of the principals, all of them stay in the race, they are going to split the vote in the principalist camp. And that is going to benefit the independent candidates like Mohsen Rezaei and, of course, Mohammad Qarazi. And they are going to come up on top. So they better clear up their acts, especially the reformist camps, because today they are talking about some kind of a deal and coalition between RF and Mr. Rouhani. Mm-hmm. But RF in Mashhad today, he said that I'm not going to step aside in favor of any other candidate. Okay. So we have this kind of catch-22 between the reformers and the principalist camps. Mm. And the interesting thing is that those behind the scene who are running the game, running the show, they say that we have a deal. But these candidates who are standing before the crowd, their supporters and the cameras, they say that there is no deal. We are going to stay in the race until the end. I think by tomorrow we will have some kind of answer, at least in the reformist camp. And they better do it, because if they don't come up with some kind of coalition agreement between themselves to pick just one front runner for the race, I'm afraid that the table is going to turn in favor of independent candidates, Mr. Rezaei and, of course, Mr. Qarazi.
Okay, well, very interesting, very interesting. So definitely we'll be keeping our eyes on this week, a big week for sure. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
We wish we had more time. We would talk a little bit more about the upcoming elections. That's Qanbar Nardari right here in